One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Vito, look at that. Nice hat, Bob.
Changing things up a little bit. Going to the
Vito. Yeah, that's a nice wear hat. That hat everywhere now.
I like this hat a lot.
It's a nice hat.
You know what happened to you? We were out last night and he got a compliment on it. As soon as Bob gets a compliment out in public on something, you can guarantee
you can lock that into the wardrobe.
Yeah, no, 100% he's gonna wear it for at least a week straight now. Like it's a done deal. Like this lady came up, she's like, "I love that hat. Where's it from?" He's like, "Let me tell you where it's from. It's from Vito's Pizza."
I tell you, there's some dinners that I'm not like a FOMO guy really, but there's like that dinner at Rayo's last. That would have been a dinner that I would have really liked
special one.
Yeah, that looked like it was really, really good. They looked really good.
When Perez gets sentimental, you know it's like special. Yeah, that's good. He gave a toast that was insane.
He did, Perez?
He gave
out of nowhere.
He gave a really, really. He
the guy. That's a guy with a 99 Madden awareness rating. He's got a 99 Madden awareness rating.
Something about juicy meatball that just makes this guy open up.
Those meatballs do something. What he does is he orders the meatball appetizer and then he gets the spaghetti and meatballs.
He did rigatoni yesterday.
He did the rigatoni and meatballs. They're going to put, which is big news, they're going to give me a picture on the wall.
Wow. Give me good a picture for you. On the wall.
It's big, man. That's bucket list stuff.
Yeah. What picture special are we going with?
By the way, the reason they're putting me
it's going to be him and Volpe, actually, Joe. Joe didn't hear that.
The reason they're putting me on the wall is I asked if they would put me on.
No, you didn't. Did you really?
I really did.
They didn't have the heart to tell him no.
No.
I said, I asked him last night. Joey D's got his hand up. By the way,
I have a suggestion for a photo that could be put up. And it would tie into Rayo's, would be the first ever Rayo's dinner that we all had together in New York.
It's one of the first things that I thought
about. That's a good picture, too.
It's a great picture, but the problem is it's at the different Rayo's. I almost feel like
it's still Rayo's. I mean,
they got to be in good relation, those two. Is that true? Yeah. They're not in competition.
Putting a picture of us at Rayo's.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a good
plus point. I mean, we're in the picture, so it adds, you know.
Did you hear what I did? You hear what I said? What picture he was going to pick, Joe?
What?
Him and Volpe.
Oh yeah, that would be par for the course. Thing took up the entire fucking square. The whole square footage of the Breezy Lounge is just a picture of him and Volpe.
Hey, by the way, no shameless plug, but I did announce it yesterday. I'd like to invite people that are available to come because it is our Breezy Lounge. It's the Boys Lounge in Five Iron Golf in Herald Square, New York, New York, 2 weeks from yesterday, Saturday, January 20th, for a divisional NFL playoff watch party. Myself, Grill Guy, Nikki Diamonds, should be a good time.
Good for you,
Michael. Come all. I think it'll be a great day watching football and hanging out and eating and drinking. And
a sleeper on that roster is Dickie Gass. I think a lot of people haven't gotten the opportunity to get their paws on Dickie Gass.
Yeah, and I tell you what, once they do, they may want to take the paws off real fast because not many guys can handle him, man.
I don't know if Gass is built for people coming up to say hi to him while he's
sweating out
a bet. Like he might tell some people to kick rocks.
I just hope that he doesn't fade. I just hope he doesn't fade every single pick that we put out. That's what I'm concerned about.
That's honestly what gets me. And yeah. I really hope people are going to come. They're going to want to run. He might fade every single one of your picks.
Yeah, we can't have that. We can't have that.
You got to talk to him because this is a camaraderie building event.
Yes.
It's not just a get with the boys, watch the game kind of thing.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun, though.
That going back to last night, that was Joey D's last dinner in L.A., which is just wild. I mean, Joe was out here before me. It's just wild. That was his last dinner, his last hurrah.
Yeah, I've never I've never experienced the feeling of moving like completely like to across country like that. Joe's done it twice now, really. I mean, from Canada to LA and now to Florida. I mean, I mean, I've been centralized local my whole life, really. So I don't really know that feeling. I mean, we've moved certainly. So I know how big of a pain in the ass moving is, because whether you move down the block or across country, you still got to pack up all your shit and prepare. But in terms of moving like that, man, that's gotta be crazy.
It's a lot. And moving to a new country is tough. My biggest move was moving to Europe, moving to a new continent. That was when I moved to Switzerland. That was the biggest move. But I hate it so much. I mean, I'm looking forward to going to Florida and being, you know, like a Jupiter West Palm guy. It'll be my first time on the East Coast, which is going to be interesting.
Time zone is going to be so much better for us, man.
I don't know if I'm going to adjust. You know what I'm really dreading is that if I want to watch the late game, I got to stay up till 1 a.m. now.
No. Late games are over by 11:30. The 8 o'clock games are over by 11:30. The latest.
Well, no, on the West Coast, if the Lakers are playing at 7.
What if I want to watch
a Canucks playoff game, Bob?
Don't
worry about the NBA.
East Coast time zone wasn't worried about Canucks hockey when that whole thing came.
Yeah. You got to forfeit that, Joey D.
The Canucks, pretty good hockey team over there.
Yeah, they are, man. They're one of the top teams in the league this year. It's almost time for Mikey to start taking some hockey picks.
I put out two the other day. I split, but, you know, I actually put one out today. I put out Blackhawks Calgary Flames under 6.5 goals.
We are that's Mikey. Mikey, you put out an under today, which I'm gonna ride. I'm
going Jets Pats, lowest under since 1993.
Is that so?
That's the lowest NFL total.
What is it at?
29.5. It's the lowest. It's the lowest since 1993. It's blizzarding in New England. It's supposed to snow the entire duration of the game. Let's just have some fun and bet the under.
Sure.
Let's just have some fun.
Everybody's going to take the over.
That's fine.
Mike, I will say just about every single under that you've given me has hit. Every time and I love when you go unders.
We had a good under last night with the Colts game. That was
Liked to see that one. See that one.
We'll be at Bob's today watching the big
Bears Bob, Packers.
I got to move in the morning, but the afternoon
maybe a little halftime live, me and you, Joe. Maybe a little halftime IG live. I think to set people up nice for that.
I think that could be arranged.
In the clouds. If you're in the clouds, I mean, you're in the clouds.
I'll still go live from the clouds.
Yeah, I'll go live. I'll be a couple Modelos deep.
He's no stranger from going live from the clouds.
I gave Holly a full warning this morning. I did. I was like, listen. I was like, you have to understand something. I go, today is my Super Bowl. I go, it's my Super Bowl. I go, I haven't felt this way about a Bears game since the playoffs in 2018. I haven't been as ready for a game.
Crazy.
And she understands. She understands. It's going to be bad. The game means
nothing for you guys. It's just another game.
That's not true at all. It means a lot. Justin Fields is fighting for potentially his career in Chicago. They have an opportunity to knock out their arch rival, and they got an opportunity to win a game that they haven't won in 10 years in a place they haven't won in 10 years. It's a huge game for the
Mikey. You're in a great spot. You really are. You have
your spoiler spot.
Well, no, I just mean in general, just moving forward. I think it's ridiculous that you're as amped up for the game as you are. I do. I mean, nothing.
Where Bobby's playing the NFC Championship.
Super Bowl. Let's not downplay it. It's a Super Bowl.
But your season ended on the game one. You had to win the first week against the Packers. That was your guys' biggest game. That game you guys had to win.
Yeah, it was deflating. Right.
From that moment, the season ended, and now you guys got a little bit of life just to play spoiler at the end there. But look, I mean, all the power to you, Mikey. Pulling for you, pal. And most importantly, I'm pulling for that under, because if you put an under out there, I'm going to ride it, and I'm going to ride it hard.
Vibes will be very high.
The only under I have on the board today is Jets Patriots under 29.5.
Do me a favor. Could you force an under? Is there another under that you could
force? Oh, my. Bob, you can.
I feel like that is almost a kind of like a forced under the Jets Patriots because it's so low. The total is a historically low total. Only a psycho would put out to go under on a total that hasn't been matched in 30 years. I mean, you haven't seen a 29 and a half in 30 years. So yeah,
that's wild.
And if that ain't a force, I don't know what is, but fuck it. Because everyone Bob, just and their
take
mother,
the Bills today.
Everyone and their mother is going to say go over on Jets Patriots.
Yes, I agree.
Everyone and their mother is going to say that. But okay. Vegas, why would they set it if the, you know?
No, I'm, look, I'm all aboard that. I just want to watch clock tick today. That's all
it's
I want.
It's a sick and twisted now, thing.
Here's the deal. Something that we do need to address, and we are going to bring Nikki Timmons on. And look, we can't sugarcoat nothing. And I don't necessarily want to be the guy that has to rag on him by any means, but.
Oh, don't do it.
You gotta address it. He is ice cold. I mean,
yeah, you know what, bro? Let me tell you something, man. Like doing this on social media and so many people following you and heeding your advice on betting. I hope he takes it. I haven't spoken to him in like probably the last 24 hours. I spoke to him like 2 days ago, and I'm obviously aware of what's going on in his camp. And what happened like over the last couple of days with the streak. It is a gut-wrenching, awful feeling. And I just hope he's all right. I hope he's all right. And of course you would have to bring it up. I think it's not necessary, but no, I don't think it's necessary.
But Mikey, you got to ride the highs and the lows. I mean, when he's high and he's got to take accountability for the lows.
He's going to come in like a bat out of hell. I talked to him yesterday. He was
when you're going like that and you really feel, and he's like me, like every pick he puts out, like he really truly believes in it. And when you get knocked down that many times like that, it's brutal, bro. I've been there. It's brutal.
I will tell you right now, he told me the total that he's down from yesterday. I won't even mention it.
But
it's such an absurd number that I actually, like, the hairs on the back of my neck rose.
Concerning.
And then, you know what he proceeded to say? He's like, what really upsets me is that I've undone 3 months of work for my followers. So he actually cares more about the fact that he's losing other people money than the fact that he's down a freaking
I say it all the time. I make plays, obviously, that I don't post. I do have some plays that I don't post. If I could lose every play that I make on the side, I would lose every one from my subscriber picks to him. I just would. That's just the name of the game. I mean, if you don't feel like a piece of shit when you're putting picks out for other people, then you're probably in the wrong, I don't want to say business, but you're in the wrong area of.
Here's the thing. And I'll give it to you from probably the best rider I've ever seen in my life, which is Fat Perez. Once you make the decision to ride, that's it. You've taken that on your own. Yeah. And you know what? There's no one to blame but yourself, because if you were unsure, if you were a little bit undecided, then you don't need to. Nobody's forcing the gun to your head to take the game. So as soon as you go ahead and take that.
Uh-oh.
Respectfully. If Mikey goes on a cooler, if Mikey gets, you know, if Mikey loses a few games in a row, you're throwing a fit. You're not saying.
Oh, I'm going to throw a fit because he lost, but I'm not.
For anything. I mean, so to sit here and give that speech that it's your fault, you're throwing a fit about.
He will still ride, though. He's so sick. I could lose 20 bets in a row, and I could say, Joe, I really like this game. He'd be like, all right, I'm going to play.
100%. He's a good rider.
That's a rider.
But don't give me this whole, you know, you that you be accountable for that.
Because I won't text Mikey and be like, you're doing terribly. I might be like, what the? Well, I might text you, but what you don't know can't hurt you. So Mikey's
I could actually hear the text from Joe to Bob on the side. This guy is cold as ice. I could literally hear the text.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com. Whether you are in a funk in your life, you need somebody to talk to, somebody to help you get back on track, BetterHelp.com is the place to go. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch sports therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BDS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BDS for 10% off your first month. Go over to BetterHelp.com, get everything back on track, and do it the right way. Talk to somebody today, BetterHelp.com.
But my point is, Bob, is I'm not going back. Like, some of these guys will go back to the source and be like, gave me, like, that's just, you just don't do that. Like, you're able to, like, bitch and complain, but I'm saying, like, you take the pick, it's your pick. You just got to live and die with it. That's it. Well, and Perez will literally ride somebody in the street.
He took a blind bet on a 3 o'clock horse race from Australia because Dickie Gass told him that it was a good horse to bet. That's when you know you're a rider.
That was the worst. Was that catching Kittle?
Yes,
the worst horse race of all time. We didn't get to see it, and he just lost. It was just $50 down the drain. Okay, we got to bring him in. We're gonna address it. I mean, we have to address it. Last week,
I'll do it in a nice way because I just
got it. But you got to bring it up. You got to address it. Last week he came on. Okay, it was the highest viewed episode we have ever done for the first
time. Yeah, bro. Like 30K views on YouTube almost, I saw. I just checked yesterday.
People were loving him in the comments. One bad comment. One bad comment came in. I get a call. I saw the comment come in. I get a call 2 minutes later. And he goes, Robert? He's like, can I speak to you? I was like, yeah, what's going on? He's like, it appears that some people of your program don't like me too much. This is going to happen. It's the internet. There's nothing.
But he had like a 98% success rate on the comments.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
he was batting 1,000. Pretty much.
It was ridiculous.
I should tell him to read the comments how many people shit on me all the time. Maybe he'll start feeling better.
It's part of his. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in the big fellas. He's a little ruffled up. He's been in the waiting for 5 minutes, but we had to find the right time to bring him in. This is the Diamond in the Rough segment with the one and only Nikki Diamonds. Fellas, let's give a nice warm round of applause for our guy.
He's looking good, bro.
I will say we are going to get you eventually a laptop so that, you know, it'll be a nice, even bigger picture for you.
He has a laptop.
I have one. Somebody's got to come over here, i.e. Michael.
That's me, yeah.
Not only do I have a laptop, I have headphones from when I did my radio program.
Yes.
I have headphones, a microphone. I have thousands of dollars worth of equipment.
Diamonds, Mikey, do you think this is something that we could do, that we could head on over to the condo at the and get them set up?
Yeah, it'll be straightened out for next week.
I know it's a long drive for you.
I mean, you would never leave and come here and let me show you, though. We know that also. See, this is how Nutley is. It's very territorial. Like, one guy, it's like putting your foot down and you know, drawing a line in the sand. Are you coming to my house? I'm going to your house. And that line is defended to the death. People just don't want to leave their kingdoms. I don't want to leave mine. He doesn't want to leave his. And I understand that perfectly.
The thing is, too, Diamonds gave you a really hard time about he had an AC issue in the cave last time that we were all there.
A volume issue.
There's always an issue.
Diamond's defense, I think Diamonds can be very hard on you. That's the relationship you guys have. With that being said, it was a little hot down there, Diamonds.
Oh, sweltering. It was, you know, it was the equivalent of spending a weekend in Sobibor.
Diamonds, here's the thing that I do want to discuss with you today. And I think the Diamond in the Rough segment is going to be you just coming on and just shooting the shit for us, you know, with a bit. I think a lot of people do want to hear from you. But the thing that I really do want to address, that I want to ask you, if, you know, it's changed the way that you go about yourself. Does food not taste as well? As you were the hottest man in gambling, in handicap, you and Mikey V, back and forth, just pick after pick. You've gone cold. You've gone ice cold. And I just want to get your take to where, how you see all of that.
Well, look, here's the thing. First of all, the people that I'm most concerned about are the blue collar guy who can't maybe afford to go through the wave. Some of these people, they go off the beaten path. I feel bad for them. The program, do I lose sleep over it? For myself, you asked if food tastes better. Everything is, you know, the same, minus, you know, your sexual performance. because with my platform, look, if you're a favorite bettor in the United States this week, you're looking up yachts to buy. You're going to sell it the next week, but for a 72-hour period, you could afford it. If that's going to happen, you're not going to win with me. The flip side of it is that the losses that have been incurred within the last 96-hour period, let's say, like when I'm in a 1-for-15, that could, you could get that back within 4 bets. Yeah. But obviously, yeah, man, you're going to bed, I'm thinking of the kid in the Midwest.
It's always in the Midwest. When it comes to anything, it's always like some poor guy in Iowa that's got to take the bullet.
Midwest. And we always see the guy, the Midwest buried on this.
Yeah, they do. They sure do.
Tremendous respect for the Bible Belt, and I feel for them.
Like I was saying before you came on, like, if you go on a cooler, like, it really is, though, like, it's, because you feel like, if you're like me, and you're not putting anything out to your people that you don't truly have conviction in yourself. You have conviction in every play you're putting out, like me. And when you go on a cooler, it's kind of like, okay, 1 in a row, 2 in a row, 3 in a row. And it's like, it gets to the point, like, is this real? Is this actually real?
It cuts you to your core, especially when analytically, it's almost impossible to have some of these downslides. But then again, you go to the third floor of the racetrack and these guys are covered in piss and they're all saying,
you see guys at the racetrack. It's just like, it's one of the sadder things you'll ever see.
Oh,
like
they're bathing in the men's room sink.
It's so bad.
By the way, even like in Vegas, when I was in Vegas with my dad, and he loves to bet the horses, which, you know, that's tough for him, but
that's great.
I love it, man. I love it. But when you see these guys that are regulars that have like the reserved seat, you're right. It's one of the sad. I mean, that is
covered in cigarette ash.
Yeah.
You know, how many coffees can you drink? You know,
accurate.
I will say, Bob, you know, from my experience with Nick and Mikey too, but when you get somebody who knows what they're doing and they go on a cold streak, you actually kind of want to start tallying them, because once you go cold, I've seen it like towards the end, there's a period where it just becomes nuclear then. And then you just start rattling off one after another. And it becomes like, it almost like inverts. It goes from like as bad as it could be to like literally cannot lose a game. And you want to hit that tail end. So you have to ride it out, which is terrible, because you feel like you're going down. But it's like going down, and then all of a sudden you're in like a mermaid euphoria, and it's like diamonds and stuff and everything everywhere. It's unbelievable.
I'm saying a mermaid euphoria.
If the ship sinks and you're about to die, but then all of a sudden you wake up and you're like
the mermaid's rescue, like in Hook, when Robin Williams falls in the water. And the mermaids resuscitate.
You wake up in riches and wondrous dewy meadows. It's wonderful.
Diamond, let me ask you this, okay? Because we're gonna tail hard. I'm just curious, like, what does a football Sunday look like for you? Like, as far as like, do you do is it like a breakfast situation? You order the big breakfast and then you do power lunch. Like, what's football Sunday at Diamonds look like? Because that's something that I think I would be very interested in.
I woke up, I was on the road at 5:30 for a weekly meeting that I have. I already had a full breakfast. I've charted every single game so far. Not a whole lot of value on the board when it comes to food along the day. I mean, everything in sight. I have an entire array of different sodas, Stewart Birch Beer and Original, the Mexican Coca-Colas with the real
sugar.
Don't let it tell you that.
The tall glass bottles.
Absolutely. I tell you, huge fan of a dear friend of ours. I'll usually load this place up with 6, 7, maybe 8 cheese steaks. You never know who's going to pop in. And if not, you know, I eat them all myself and, you know, hope for the angina.
Yo, do you ever
what is that? The nasties cheese? What is it called?
Spankies.
Spankies. Yes. Oh, yeah. The old Spanky.
By the way, the home of
known as nastiest cheesesteak in New Jersey, Joseph. You're absolutely
really.
By the way, Diamonds and Mikey V went live, and it was just a video of them eating a cheesesteak for 10 minutes straight.
It was riveting.
It was riveting. I just watching them eat the cheesesteak.
He calls me and he's like, I need a favor. Okay. I need you to go down to Spanky's on the Avenue. I've ordered 8 cheesesteaks for the Cotton Bowl tonight, and I need you to pick them up before you come over the condo. I said, no problem, Nick. They'll be ready at 7:15. Now, mind you, there was only 2 of us there. Well, Gabe was there for a short period of time. It was 8 cheesesteaks literally for 2 people.
Yeah, the Cuban is slowly becoming the skinny Cuban, which I don't know if I'm happy about it.
No, I'm not happy. He losing needs weight? To remain as big as possible forever.
Absolutely. There's character in each pound.
He's got a big presence. He's got a big, big presence.
You could say that.
Oh, yeah. But he's dying his beard. He's one of those guys now that has started to dye his beard. It's atrocious.
He's going to look like Ryan Day.
You could legitimately see his Cuban body from space. Just the darkness of his beard.
All right, well, Diamonds, big board today. We love you, big fella. We appreciate you. This is weekly. The people love you. So you know what? If you do see one bad comment here and there, that's the internet. I know this is new to you, Diamonds.
Yeah, water off a duck's back.
Be careful today in what you play.
Yes.
Is one big play on the board, and I think we should let Mikey just say it right now, and if he doesn't know it, I'd be really, really surprised and upset. Michael, 1, 2, 3.
Packers money line.
Oh, Michael.
My play today that I really liked, but I kind of backed off of it a little bit, but I really liked the Detroit Lions today with -3.5. Now it's at 4. The first half is at -3.5, so I got off of it. So I don't know, Nick. Maybe we're not on the same page with that. I do like what? Go ahead.
Michael.
Yes.
Stop it, Michael. What does Hey, Michael.
Say again?
What does your hat say?
Oh, well, them. I'm all over them. I mean, I'm all over them. You see, I can't say that because whenever I say the Bears, if ever I pick the Bears, people just, it's automatic assumption that I'm doing it as a homer, as it's like a homer pick. So I did put out Bears first half team total over 9.5 points, which I really like. I really like that. I think they'll score 10 points in the first half easily. Yeah, I don't trust Green Bay's defense.
I will say the Bears and then bid you adieu. I love you, gentlemen. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Nick.
Bye, Nick.
Love you, Nicky Diamonds.
It's the kiss of death for Cutsy's Packers.
Well, here's the thing.
Is it?
Been cold as ice. Yeah, so I don't know. It's either he's going to – I hope if he takes 5 games today, I hope that's the one that he might be off on. But, yeah, that's not what you want to hear as a Packers fan.
He's he took that with grace because that's the most difficult spot to be in. When you're losing, if you lose a couple games, which by the way, he's made people so much fucking money this season. Like before this cold streak, he was on like a fucking, he was on a heater, like
a white hot. Yeah.
It was like a 2-3 week period where he just didn't miss. I mean, so it's, you got to take gambling. People got to understand you can't win every week. It's just not the way it works. So, but you're winning more than you're losing. That's for sure.
All right, fellas, there you have it. Diamond in the rough segment right there. Now we head on over to our buy or sell segment. What did you like that you saw? What did you not like that you saw? Buy or sell, Mikey V, we'll start with you.
Wow. Okay. I am going to sell this week, and I'm going to sell this. This is something very, very trivial maybe to some people, but to me, it's really starting to annoy me. These televisions that they come out and these smart devices, they come with these remote controls and they're too small. These new remote controls for the Amazon Cube and the Samsung TVs, they're this big, the remote controls. In a house with kids, it is impossible to keep track of these remote controls. We need to go back to the days, and I understand everything, you know, the phones, they get smaller, this, that. We need to get back to the days where the remote control was like a brick, and there was no way you could lose it. I don't understand why we're upsizing TV screens, but the remotes inversely are getting shrunken down. It makes no sense. The remotes are just too easy to misplace. They're dog shit remotes. They need to start building remote controls.
You also have very big hands, Michael.
No, Joe, these remotes are, this is the size of a Samsung remote. I'm not even, this is about the size of a Samsung remote. I'm serious.
Looks like a stick of gum in his hands.
That's what it is, though. I can, look at this. Hold on.
Do you remember?
I mean, he's got.
Oh, he almost hit his head going.
This guy. Oh. No, I know the dimensions of the cave well enough. Look at this remote. Look at this remote. Look at this thing.
Look Put at your this. Hand around it, Mikey.
This is. Look, I wasn't far off. I wasn't far off.
I think it's a great thing. It's a great sell. It really.
How can I keep tabs on something that's the size of a pack of Big Red gum? How can I keep tabs on this?
You know what they got to come up with? You know they have the air tags. They got to have one that sticks on. You could just put it on the remote.
Not a bad idea either. Listen, I know it's in a centralized location somewhere, but there's nothing worse than having to tear apart the couch cushions. And
does Dom take it?
He doesn't take it, but like it just gets bounced around because the kids are jumping on the couch or doing it. The remotes, just upsize the remote, like make it like the size of a phone. You're not going to lose it if it's the size of a phone. Just make it a little bigger.
I really enjoy the sell. I think it's a really good sell. I got a buy, and this shout out goes to Joey D. And it took me a while. And you know what? We gave him some shit. When he quoted and he's quoted on saying I grew up on the fish fillet, which still till this day is a
fillet fish.
It sounds crazy, which it's a crazy comment to say, but it's bro, I am in on the fish fillet.
Fillet of fish,
Bob. Fillet of fish. Oh, okay. Fillet of fish. It is this thing.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you can't knock it if you haven't tried it. I mean, I think a lot of people just hear it, they're not in. I said to Bob, because Bob likes like a creamy texture with food and the tartar sauce mixed with the American cheese.
Tartar sauce on it. Yeah.
And I told him
I don't know about the cheese.
There's a life hack too. If you could ask for extra tartar sauce and then it's real saucy. And that's what Bob loves.
You like the cheese on there? I feel like the American cheese slice would fuck it up, man.
Oh, I know. Mikey, I love it top to bottom. And apparently,
I would love you just to, have you never had one, Mikey, ever?
No, I just something about fish from a fast food restaurant.
You should just try it. I agree with you. I've never had any other fast food fish sandwich ever, but this is different. It's just built different. I'm telling you.
I feel like I would try it if I was in a McDonald's and I sat in store like that. There's no way the filet of fish travels well. There's just no way.
I will say every time I've had it, it's when I was there. It was when I was at the drive through or.
Yeah, you get it through the drive through.
You cannot, especially now, like it's snowing out in Jersey. Like we got snow yesterday, about 2 inches. Like, and it's bitterly cold. There's no way a filet of fish is traveling in an Uber Eats for 20 minutes.
You get it from the drive through and it's piping hot. It's pretty awesome. That's different.
I would be willing to try it under those.
There we go.
Well, the thing is, Mikey, it sounds like a Brilliantly Dumb Show thing. That's one of my favorite things where we just send you food. And me and Joe are due up for we still got to do the Burger King thing too as well.
Oh, yeah.
What was the Burger King item?
The royal chicken wraps.
I would say one of the peaks of the Brilliantly Dumb Show was the Cha-King controversy.
The Cha-King was a great sandwich, man.
That was
R.I.P. If it was so good, it'd still be here.
Well, Burger King, I can't, you know, speak for their corporate decision making. It's not good, clearly. It's not good. It's not good decision-making.
Apparently, they looked at the sales of the King and said, you know what? We don't need to keep it around. unless they do like a McRib situation where they bring it back every so often.
I think the overhead on those Chikings, they were losing money because it was such a high quality item. They were putting half a fucking chicken on that sandwich. They were losing money.
What ridiculous!
The margins
were off. The only thing they were losing money on was the amount of sauce they put on each patty.
Sauce was good too. Yeah, but it was good though. It's real good.
Take some, man. I'll take that Filet-O-Fish.
Mm-hmm.
Any way I can get it. This thing is, and I was in your thoughts, Mikey. I just. Fast food and fish, and it just, oh God, it didn't.
Have you ever eaten at a Long John Silver? Have you ever seen a Long John Silver? I've never even seen one.
Jersey had a few Long John
Silvers.
Yeah?
I don't think I've ever seen one.
Jersey had a few Long John Silver standing, and then they still have a couple White Castles still standing.
Well, White Castle is very prevalent around me.
There's still?
A lot of White Castles, yeah.
Really?
That's still a thing. I feel like people still like crave case, you know, late night. That's still like a big thing. I've never seen someone or heard of anyone going to Long John Silver ever.
No.
It might be a front. It might be a front.
It's got to be like Pollos Hermanos. It has to be. Because I've never actually seen or heard anyone order from there in all my years. Never.
Tell you what nobody's doing either, and they're trying to throw. You see a different commercial every day with a new item they're throwing at you. Arby's is in shambles, and they have been for some time. They can't.
The diehard Arby's people will be like, but they got those curly fries. You can't just rest on the laurels of a curly fry for the rest of your life. You know, their slogan is, you know, it's we have the beef. Like, I don't know what.
We have the meats.
Oh, the meats.
The meats. Is that right? Yeah, we have the meats. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They better get something quickly because those meats aren't working for them.
Put that on Joey D's tombstone. Just you can't rest on your laurels of a curly fry.
Curly fry ain't going to save you at the end of the day, dog.
Yeah.
It ain't.
All right. Let's head on over to Joey D. Buy or sell.
I'm going to sell something this week. Let me tell you right now. I, for the life of me, I cannot understand. It's hard for me to wrap my head around. These radio DJ hosts, man, are the worst. And people now are listening to the radio. It's like they're listening to these, I don't even know what do you call them, hosts or DJs. They're listening to these segments for these people to talk about their routines and stuff. I tried driving the other day in morning traffic, and it's like I couldn't hear a song on the radio. Every single station was these DJs just talking and gabbing. What?
You've sold this already.
You've sold what?
You've sold radio hosts already. You've already sold this.
No, I don't think I have.
I don't remember him selling this.
Radio hosts?
I don't remember it. No.
Yeah.
My first question would be like, if you're looking to listen to music with Spotify and Apple Music and Pandora and all these options and satellite radio, why in the world would you turn to FM radio?
Because the Jag doesn't have the opportunity for me to like Bluetooth like capabilities. It's an old Jag, so I have to listen to the radio.
Oh yeah, that's tough.
But there's people who are actually invested in these radio, like morning shows, and they're calling in like a bunch of.
Did he sell this already? Did he already sell this?
You had this exact same argument. You said with all of these things, why would you? You had this. This guy.
I don't know. Bob, you don't have a very good memory.
Apparently, that's also fair.
Bone, get it back. I promise you, he did this.
I don't understand for the life of me. How these radio host people still have jobs where people go to their commute to work each and every day and they hear the countless dribble that is being discussed on the radio. Just play the music. I want to hear music.
There's no doubt about it.
Should put a little friendly side wager on this.
Yeah,
radio hosts on the
100%.
No. You may have sold the radio, perhaps. Which is basically
Sell the radio with it. It stinks. The radio used to be the prime central measure of like communication that people would listen to. They would like instead of TVs, they would dial into the radio. Talk, Mikey?
So is the telegram though, Joe. You know, time marches on.
Radio has not done anything to adapt. It's the same radio airwaves.
Like Bluetooth.
Yes, they got to figure it out,
man. Yeah.
And by the way, do you think in 20, 30 years, people still going to listen to the radio?
No.
I'm sorry. It'll be gone. They have got to adapt. Mikey, it's I'll sell the radio. I'll sell the radio host. I'll sell everything
about the only radio I listen to is WFAN. Sports radio.
Yeah. Do you know people still spend a shitload of money to run ads on the radio?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk? You might as well take your money and dump it down the toilet and flush, because you're getting more satisfaction out of that dollar than putting it on the radio.
1-877-CARS.
So, Bob, I
actually.
1-877-CARS
for kids.
Donate your car today.
One more time now. 1-877.
No.
Oh, come
on. He hates that, Bob. He knows he hates that. So wait, I'm actually intrigued to know if I actually sold this before, though.
I'm telling you.
I mean, you're not going to be able to look through it now because.
I'm probably going to get buried on the comments if I have.
By the way, Bone kind of blue-balled us, and he didn't mean it with any, he didn't mean any harm in it. But we were in the top 100. For podcasts last week, and he sent us the new graphic of us in the exact same spot, and we thought that it was top 100 podcasts in the world. And I know you fell for that too, Mikey. I did too.
Yeah,
he blueballed us.
Yeah, it was comedy. I thought it was top 100 all categories.
Now I thought Mikey was ready to run through a brick wall.
I was.
We're top 100 in comedy. I wonder what we are in technology, because we were in the technology.
Got to be top five.
That is the craziest thing that we were in the technology genre for as long as this show I think has been going, and that's not on your guys' wrongdoing.
You got Elon Musk and then the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
talking Tesla, and then right next to Brilliantly Dumb Show.
The tech guys. All right, fellas. Who's ready for a little top five here?
Top five.
Okay. Today's top five is going to be your top five favorite teams. So, look, this could be mixed up as far
specific as years, not like, oh, my favorite team is, that would be very dumb.
Correct. Right. So, your top five, the exact year and that team of your personal favorite teams. And Joey D, we will start with you.
Wow. This was a tough one, man. I might get buried a little bit for this one, but I mean, we'll see. All right, we're going to start off with not Canucks. The Canucks never had a top team anyways. The 1984-1985 Edmonton Oilers, with a young, budding superstar, Wayne Gretzky. I think he had the most assists ever that year. They had players beyond belief on that team. You talk about Paul Coffey. You talk about Mark Messier. You talk about Esa Tikkanen, and you talk about Grant Fuhr as their goalie. This team was built from bottom to top as well as you can. Won the Stanley Cup with ease. Unbelievable team. Canadian team, so I had to show some love there. That team was sensational. You can't tell me otherwise. That's my number five. Moving to number four. I'm going to go at number four. I'm going to go with the 2007 New England Patriots. Listen, I know they lost the Super Bowl. I get it. But it happened because of a miraculous turn of events that, quite frankly, should never have happened. That team was built different. That team was unbelievable. That team should have gone on to break every record in the NFL in terms of best team.
What team was that?
The 2007 Patriots that lost to the New York
Giants. That's a great pick. Even though they lost, that's a great pick.
I know they lost. And people go, oh, they lost. But, the way they lost with the catch, and it was almost like the hand of God turned that game around. And that team was just – it was just – unbelievable.
You're talking about the Randy Moss Patriots.
Yes.
Was that the team that lost on the David Tyree catch?
Yes. Yeah.
Are we sure?
Did I get the year wrong?
No, you may be right.
I think
I'm trying to think.
I think
they went 16-0.
Yeah,
that's the right. Because
I'm trying to, they lost the second one to the Giants. That was the Manningham touchdown.
Yeah. But okay, I'm talking about right. the David Tyree.
Got it. Yeah, David Tyree. By the way, David Tyree, Montclair, New Jersey native. Shout out Montclair, New Jersey.
But that game, I mean, if you watched that game, you thought the Patriots were going to win. No, I think everybody in the world thought the Patriots, I mean, they were far and above it. If you just watched them throughout the year. Okay, number three. I'm going to mix it up on you gentlemen here. And you know what? It's a patriotic pick, so I'm going to take it. Neither of you are going to have this. I'm going to
say hockey.
No, it's not hockey. No. The 2016 U.S. women's gymnastics team was as sensational and dominant as you will ever find. I know you guys are going to scoff. They literally won every single medal win.
Joe. We could pick, I mean, you could pick the U.S. women's soccer team every fucking 4 years. They win the World Cup almost.
The gymnastics team.
Yeah, I know. You said gymnastics. I know.
They won, I think they went 12 for 12 for team events and won 5 individual gold medals. It was the best. I have to show love to a patriotic team like this. And you know what? It's an opportunity to show our ladies some love. You know, so
I thought you would have won. I thought you would have won Miracle on Ice, USA Hockey.
Me too.
But they weren't the best team. They won one series against you.
It's not the best team. It's your favorite
team. It's your favorite team.
I mean, Joe, it was spelled out clear as day. It was spelled out clear as day.
Come on. I mean, that's if you love that team so much, then that's fine.
The U.S. women's team.
It was best teams.
Yeah,
is well, what I heard. It was right. best teams, what I read.
You heard.
Whoa. How's all time top? Oh, top five favorite teams.
That is so good. We got to let it roll. Joe's got to let it roll.
You got to let it roll.
Joe, we can quickly pivot.
That's a hand up accountability.
Yeah.
You see that? That's a hand up accountability.
It's unbelievable.
The thing with the hand-up accountability is...
I was like, when he said gymnastics, I'm like, wow, he must really like be into the Olympics. And I know a lot of people that are like that. They watch the Olympics religiously. I just personally, I'm just not an Olympics guy. But
oh, you know, this has just banged my whole list now.
I think the first two were... I mean, Edmonton Oilers,
but it's not my favorite,
guy.
Though. It's not my favorite.
Surprised with the Patriots, too. I think
that's a good play, though. I think that's a good play.
But I don't see Joe like loving that. That
no, I hated that Patriots.
Yeah, keep it rolling, that's... Joey D. You gotta let him eat.
Oh, this is so bad now.
We can rescue it with a great top two, though, Joe.
That's right. That's right.
Don't know.
Don't change up, Joey D.
This is not getting any better. Number two, this is awful, man. Number two, I have the 1972 Dolphins undefeated football team. Don Shula. Don Shula. Don Shula. Bob Greasy got hurt.
Yeah. Larry Zonka. Sure.
Yeah. Yep, they still came through.
Unbelievable.
Made it to the AFC Championship until Greasy was able to come back and win the championship.
This is what dreams are made of, honestly. This is
undefeated.
What dreams are made of.
Hey, listen, that's the only undefeated team in the history of NFL.
It sure is.
Ever. And that's every year they pop champagne because the other teams lose.
Yes.
So they deserve to be there.
Yep.
Number one, the 92 Dream Team USA.
Great call. See, that's a great number.
Prevalent, most sensational team in any sport, in anything in the history of mankind. They won, they won in the finals by 37. And it was like the closest game that they had.
You know what?
Jordan and Larry Bird and Magic Johnson and Charles Barkley. I mean,
insane.
Unbelievable.
If he didn't have the women's gymnastics, I still think his list would play very well. I really do. I think.
By the way, the reason we were laughing, it was so out of left field. I mean, to think that Joe's in front of his TV watching this gymnastics team.
I got really excited when I did see them winning all the golds. I will say, because I remember watching that.
You're a true patriot, Joe.
Oh, this is over, man. I don't even want to see when the graphic comes
out.
Oh,
I can't wait for the graphic.
Be tough.
It's going to be great.
Be tough. Joe, I think you won last week's, though, if that makes you feel
like I know, but I wanted to show some love to our U.S. women, and fair. I thought it was a perfect opportunity.
You're still showing them love.
They got their love.
They bang. I don't know where Bone's going to find the graphic for it, but they're in there.
All right. I'll let it rip. I'll let it rip.
Such a bang job, dude. It's because I read this thing at 6 in the morning and I just scanned it over. Bob put like 96 bulls and like all these good teams. I just thought it was like, oh man, this, okay, go ahead.
Okay. All right. I'll let it rip. Number five, one of my favorite teams to watch, the 2013 San Antonio Spurs with Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, Boris Diaw. Like the way they move the ball.
Duncan was still there, no?
Duncan was still there. The way they move the ball. It was some of the most fun basketball to watch. They were so well coached. But I will say with Popovich, when he pulled that thing with Kawhi Leonard, when he told the fans to stop booing, that was tough for the, you know, Popovich lovers. That was really tough to see because he had no business doing that. That's a side note. Four, I have the 96 Bulls solely because I love Tony Kukoc. Tony Kukoc was my guy. Dennis Rodman, Jordan, of course, all of that. Three, and I don't have them in two or one because of one particular guy. The 09 Yankees to me, obviously they won the World Series, Robinson Cano, the whole team.
Don't have them one or two because of A-Rod, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
it is.
Fucking insane, bro. That's just
he hates him so much. Yeah, I don't even know why.
Me and Bob go back and forth on this all the time. One of the greatest baseball players to ever live. One of the greatest baseball players to ever live.
But what? Where does the hate stem from?
Bob thinks he's arrogant, which is not. He's not wrong.
He's a pompous jerk, and everybody in the league even talks about. I mean, like he's a notorious jerk off, and he's a pompous prick. He really is.
What was the moment that you were like, I hate this guy? What did he do?
The whole thing with Jeter as soon as he showed up. That was like, you know, and a lot of Yankee fans got turned off by that with Jeter because Jeter is God as far as Yankee fans are concerned. So a lot, but I was never one of those. I just appreciated A-Rod's greatness as a baseball player. Well, as a person, I mean,
by the way,
if A-Rod did well for another team, like if he was a Red Sox, he would be my most hated player probably of all time. If he was Boston Red Sox,
right? Even by the way, even if he was playing for the Reds, Mikey, I think
sure. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So
yep.
Yeah, he was a Yankee. But look, bottom line is, I got the team on there at three, and then number two, I just thought this was such a fun team, and I remember playing them. PlayStation, whatever the hell it was at the time in Ken Griffey Jr. baseball, the 98 Mariners with John Olerud, Edgar Martinez, Alex Cora.
Was Randy Johnson on that team?
I think Randy Johnson was on that team.
Yeah,
that team was
fucking elite, man.
I don't think they won the World Series.
They did not.
No, they did not.
Yeah. They did not.
But that team was loaded. And then number one.
I bet I know you're number one.
You think so?
I think so.
Let it rip.
Is it a football team?
Yeah.
Is it a college football team?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Go ahead.
It has to be because they're on my list. It's got to be the 01 Hurricanes. It has to be. Yeah.
Was that with Frank Gore?
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about you had Willis.
And, Moss.
No, you had Sean Taylor. You had Jonathan Vilma. You had Kellen Winslow. You had Jeremy Shockey. Najee Davenport, Clinton Portis, Ed Reed. I mean, that team produced 17 first-round draft picks. Whoa. 17 first-round draft picks were on that Miami roster the year they beat Nebraska in the Rose Bowl for the national championship game.
Insane. I don't think they'll ever get back to that. I really don't.
Bob, you must
I mean,
be
that
glory.
Was... That was that
yeah.
Was...
I mean that was awesome, and then I've never really seen them after that. I mean, people still. I don't think people really realize just how out of it the Hurricanes are. Like they have not even been remotely. They start off.
They had a little resurgence a couple of years ago with the defense and the turnover chain and all that. They were back a little bit.
You know how tight that window was? It was like for a few weeks, and then it was gone. The Yankees will never win another World Series.
Oh, my God. Give me a break.
Never win another national championship. And forget about the Jets. The Jets might not even be in the league in the next few years.
They're going to get relegated.
Yeah. So all my teams stink. And I'm with Dom. I'm a free agent after this year. Any team that I want to go with, me and Dom are going to ride together. And that's just the way it's going to be. Mikey V, we send it over to you.
right. Number five is Bob's number one, the 2001 Miami Hurricanes. Undefeated, 17 first round draft picks on that roster. I believe Orlando Pace was on that roster also. Bryant McKinney was on that, not Orlando Pace. He was a Buckeye. Bryant Mount McKinney was on that team. Ken Dorsey, Andre Johnson. This team was just silly. Yeah. The team was just, I mean, it was silly. The running backs, Najee Davenport, Clinton Portis. I think Edgerrin James, James might have been not gone, Willis, but my God.
It might have been Willis McGahee.
McGahee was a true freshman, I believe, that year. That team. So he didn't even sniff playing time yet. And I mean, they just had Mike Rumpf. I mean, they had player after player. Sean Taylor. I mean, they were just loaded. Number four, 95 Bulls. 95, 96 Bulls, 72 and 10. Kukoc, Jordan, Pippen. I mean, you growing up as a kid, when I grew up, like, the Bulls were everything in basketball. It didn't matter where you lived. It was Chicago Bulls, NBA basketball. Everyone had Bulls t-shirts or hats. Even if you lived in New York, it didn't really matter. They were just an omnipresent team across the whole country because they were so dominant, that team in particular. Number three, 98 Yankees, Bob. I'm going to go 98 Yankees, 114 and 48, swept the Padres in the World Series. Scott Brosius. Yeah, David Wells, David Cone, Andy Pettit, Mariano Rivera. I mean, this team, Tino Martinez, this was the classic Yankee team of all time, was the 98 Yankees. Number two, little curveball. Joe may appreciate this one. Give me the 2006 Italy national soccer team that won the World Cup.
That's a great pick, Michael.
One of my favorite teams and runs of all time, the 2006 Italy
Germany.
Team.
That game beat was Germany, unbelievable. Del Piero.
Beat Germany in the semifinal in Germany, of all places. That was where the World Cup was that year.
France
they didn't allow a goal besides an own goal and a penalty kick the entire tournament. Their defense.
You know who the penalty kick was against?
Yeah, Zidane, France,
in the
final.
There was, I think they lost.
They gave up an own goal in the
Australia.
USA
they played Australia. I think they gave up maybe it was a penalty.
No,
kick.
They beat Australia on a Francesco Totti.
Oh, yes, that's kick. Right. I remember there was a penalty kick.
They gave up an own goal against USA in group stages, an own goal. And then in the final, obviously, they gave up the penalty kick to Zidane.
Buffon was unbelievable.
Buffon and Fabio Cannavaro. Fabio Cannavaro, that tournament was some of the greatest defending I have ever seen in the history of soccer. He was just unbelievable. So 06 Italy team.
That's
and then
a
number
great
one
pick.
Number one is arguably the most entertaining,
Bears.
Greatest team in the history of the NFL is the 85 Bears, the Super Bowl shuffle. Sweetness, you know, Richard Dent, Dan Hampton, two first ballot Hall of Famers off the edge, Mike Singletary. I mean, this team, Walter Payton, Jim McMahon, this team, Mike Ditka. This was the greatest team ever. I mean, it was the greatest team ever, but we haven't been good since. So
you sure you don't want to put that U.S. women's gymnastics team on that list?
They might be my honorable mention.
I cannot wait till that graphic comes out. That is going to be an absolute blast. It really is.
I don't know if we'll go. I'll get one vote.
It's going to be tough.
I'll have to vote for myself to get one vote.
Let's hear the honorable mentions. I'm curious about the honorable mentions. I don't know if I can do a lot here.
I don't know if I can do it because I wasn't alive, but looking back on it and seeing all of it and then the movie that came from it, I got 1980 USA men's hockey Miracle on Ice. I think out of respect.
Yeah, there
you go. Can I get five honorable mentions? There's so many to choose from. I wanted to put the 96 Bulls there, but I'm going to take a team of mine that sadly lost, but it was a riveting, riveting squad. The 94 Stanley Cup losers, the Vancouver Canucks with Rocket, the Russian Rocket, Pavel Bure, Kirk McLean in net. I was a young boy.
They lost to the Rangers, right?
8 years old. Yeah. They lost to the Rangers and I cried like a baby in my bunk bed. I bawled uncontrollably. The fun fact, at the beginning of the playoffs, I told my dad that we were going to win the Stanley Cup. The Canucks came in as an 8 seed. They barely made the wild card. They had to play the Flames in the first round, who were like the best team. And my dad said, I'll tell you what, if the Canucks win the playoff, if they win the Stanley Cup, I'll buy you a Sega Genesis. We got to one game away. We lost. I thought he might buy it as a sympathy thing because still never got it. So that was tough, but That was
and,
a fun
team. And ironically, NHL 94 for Sega Genesis was probably the greatest hockey game, hockey video game ever produced.
I just wanted to run with Sonic the Hedgehog through all those coins, man. That's all I wanted to do.
That's a great game also, Sonic. Yeah, you could pencil me in for, I'll show Ohio State love. The 2014 team that won the national championship, Braxton Miller getting hurt, JT Barrett getting hurt, Cardell Jones coming in. They knock off Alabama. They knock off Oregon. That was a magical run. That under
you didn't Meyer. Think that the 85 Bears were going to be on that list for Mikey B.
I mean, are the 85 Bears not the most one of the most storied teams in the history of the NFL, Bob? They
you
just are.
You know what they me and always talk about because of that 85 Bears team?
You've been resting on that 85 Bears.
Joe, I agree with that. I agree with that.
You talk about McDonald's not making changes, dude.
Oh, man.
Well, with that. It's time to go to war today, gentlemen. It's time to go to war.
Bears we're ready. Packers for all the marbles, kind of. But we love you, boys. To the folks, we love you all. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe to the show. We got top 100. We want to get that top 50 graphic out of Bone this week. We will see you next week. Take care, folks.
Go Bears.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.